Yo, 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 Earthbound. Come on now, let me hear you say, come on with me. 1990X on a distant night, a small boy was awakened by a meteorite. His homie came around and said, what's that sound? So the G and his dog went to take a look around. They was all chillaxing, just avoiding the fuzz. But they met a cat by the name of Buzz Buzz. He said, Ness, you're gonna be big because you and your boss are gonna be Gigas. He said, yo, homie, how'd you know my name? He replied, in 10 years, you're in the Hall of Fame. Ness yelled, you gots to be joking me. And the Buzz Buzz said, it's your destiny. So homie got his hat and a baseball bat and went to kicking in no net, beating down the shark threat. Big rollers like Urkel thought homie was fly, so he opened up Giant Step without asking why. So homie went in and made him scream like canaries and got the melody of the first Sanctuary. Before y'all could know, he was good to go, but the roadblocks prevented him from passing. So Chief Strong in the fuzz called homie up and said, you be dead, cause you be stirring things up. But homie came around and defeated the cops with the BSI rocks and got around the roadblocks. Down in Tucson, homie got the detail that a fly mamacita was being held in jail. And with the same guts used to clob the sharks, he beat Everdred down in Berlin Park. So the G said, Ness, you gotta save this girl too. She was kidnapped by a cult that likes the color blue. So homie took wing and went, he's so snappy, and forced his way into the hood of Happy Happy. Car painter tried to give Ness a jolt, but the Franklin badge gave him a bite of his own boat. And just like a story with a happy end, homie saved the day and got himself a girlfriend. Yo, my name's Jeff and I'm quite the brain. I can fix mad things and I can bring the pain. I got specs, but I'm still an MC. So now it's time for me to tell my story. Some fly mamacita called me up one night. She said, we stuck your teeth, so bail us out, alright? So with the help of Tony, I ran away from school and went to see my papa, cause he know what to do, fool. He said, Jeff, you wanna get there like thunder? Well, I suggest you kick it in the sky, runner. So I busted out of Winter's Inn, went down to Tucson and made my crash land. Homie and his friends went into Foreside, helped out some dudes called the Runaway Five. Things was going fine for a homie, but then some freaks kidnapped his girlfriend again. So homie broke down and said, holy moly, but thought that maybe it was the work of Monotoli. He went around searching through shady dives and fell through a counter and landed in Moonside. People in Moonside got it all messed up. It's a place where yes is no and down is up. So we took out a statue named Manny Manny and got back to save his mamacita's fanny. The sun and the chicks is fine. Homie went to look to see what he could find, but just like a story with a mad mistake, someone slipped him in drugs in a piece of cake. What was even weird is that he saw some dude in the far out east, and his name was Prince Boo. And as soon as Boo did the training at Moo, he was called to help a homie and his crew. So Boo got busy and parted his cohorts and went to see homie via PK teleport. And just like Buzz Buzz said long before, homie's crew became the chosen four. Homie and his crew went to save the earth, a destiny homie's had since birth. And even though he ran into some hardcore dudes, his strength and determination always pulled him through. He got all the way to the 8 melodies and went to Magicant like a feather in the breeze. It was trippy indeed, the world inside his mind, but the root of his evil he had to find. He got reacquainted with the flying man, and with the one-winged dude, he made a plan. He found his mind, see, in the middle of there. He went face to face with Ness's nightmare. He became most strong, and he had the power that he wanted so long. He said, now we go see Mr. Saturn, because the phase distorter will bring us to Geekus. So they traveled back in time to see if they could find the dude who was trying to corrupt people's minds. And when they hit the scene, homie couldn't believe that his next door neighbor had him deceived. So with all their might and all the PSI, they took down Geekus, or at least they tried. But the only way they found to take the beast down was to summon the power that makes the world go round. Earthbound. We out, y'all. Earthbound. We be done with that beast. Most death. Earthbound. Come on. Earthbound. We be done with that beast.